Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black from APM, where we turn up the voices of Black artists in the world of classical music. I'm Vernon Neal. On a November day in 1934, the audience at New York's Carnegie Hall went crazy at the premiere of a brand new symphony, the only symphony by composer William Dawson. Dawson was 35 years old at the time. It was legendary conductor Leopold Stokowski who led the Philadelphia Orchestra in Dawson's Negro Folk Symphony. One of his goals in writing the work was for audiences to know that it was unmistakably not the work of a white man. Dawson's program notes for the concert centered on the symphony's three themes taken from typical melodies he had learned as a child. Dawson also said the work was symbolic of the link uniting Africa and her rich heritage with her descendants in America. Dawson was born in Alabama in 1899. The first of seven children born to Eliza Starkey and George Dawson, a formerly enslaved laborer. He ran away from home at age 12 to study music at the Tuskegee Institute in Alabama, an institute founded by African-American leader and educator Booker T. Washington. Dawson supported himself by working in the music library and for the school's agricultural division. He played in the band and orchestra and was a member of the Tuskegee Choir, too. After graduation, Dawson spent some 10 years studying composition at the American Conservatory and eventually taught music in Kansas and Illinois. He also had a promising career as a trombonist in Chicago. In 1930, he returned to his Alabama roots as director of the Tuskegee School of Music, a post he held for 25 years. William Dawson modernized the music department there. He hired gifted faculty and turned the choir into a world-class choral ensemble. He brought them to Carnegie Hall and Radio City Music Hall in New York City in 1932. Dawson's compositions include many settings and variations of spirituals for choir, as well as chamber and symphonic works. William Dawson retired from Tuskegee in 1956. He continued to work as a conductor and clinician, mentoring young musicians of all races. Late in life, he received honorary doctorates and Hall of Fame awards. He promoted a high standard of singing and musicianship in choirs. His name also appears on the American Choral Directors Association Wall of Honor. Dawson's lifelong dedication was to African-American folk songs and spirituals. He said, "I have never doubted the possibilities of our music." William Dawson died at the age of 90 and is buried in the grounds of Tuskegee University. This is Rhapsody in Black from APM. With thanks to producer Daniel Nass, technical director Michael Osborne, and assistants from Julie Yamacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Vernon Neal.